I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spending a few minutes now with Delaware head football coach Danny Rocco as his squad gets ready to wrap up the regular season as they will host rival Villanova on Saturday. And coach, you're battling for a playoff spot and you're coming off a tough performance against Stony Brook. You really just, I guess, couldn't seem to get the engine going in there. Some missed field goals didn't help, but had to be a frustrating performance.
Yeah, it was disappointing. You had to feel defensively, even though Stony Brook ended up with some yards and some rushing yards, defensively we played well enough to win. We go into the locker room at halftime, and Stony Brook kicks a field goal as time expires to make it 3-0. So we're in a 3-0 game at the half. We'd already missed two field goals and missed a number of other opportunities. So by the end of the day, we kind of left our defense hanging out there a little bit too much, and we missed three field goals, and it wasn't all on the kicker. There were some operational issues with that. And then offensively, we just never really got into much of a rhythm. We had no balance, running the football. And then, not that the wind kept us from throwing it. They threw it pretty well with the wind. But it was a factor, to sit there and recognize the fact that they blitzed us pretty hard, and we had a hard time, connecting in the passing game, and we didn't have enough run game. So we're certainly going to have to be better here this week, and in saying that, we're really excited to be back home.
And you will be taking on Villanova, and when you come down to rivalries in FCS, this is right near the top. And, obviously there's playoff implications, there's league championship implications and all that, but just does Villanova Delaware, can you just tell from the kids that it's rivalry week?
Yeah, I definitely can. And that's, it's a standalone game, and that's the exciting thing about it. And, for all the different things that are out there on this game, maybe more so, for our team, because, what we have on the line, win. It is a standalone game, and Delaware Villanova has an awful lot of tradition. It's a game that Villanova has really controlled here, in the most recent timeline, and we've got to find a way here to, flip that and play a really good game here at home and find a way to walk out of here with the win.
When you look at the Wildcats, they started out really strong. Then they've had injuries to key players. It's been kind of a war of attrition. But Zach Bednarczyk, the quarterback, was back last week. They're a different team when he plays. What jumps out at you on film?
Well, again, ironically, they really look more the same than different. I mean, I watched them play Temple at the start of the season, the game they won. We played Thursday night that week, so I guess that was a Saturday game. I watched that game, and I said, oh, my gosh, they look really good. And then you go back and you watch the games, and even in some of the games that they're losing, they still do the same things. They still have the ability to make plays on offense. It's a very difficult offense to defend. They do a lot of option principles with their offense and then with the passing game off of those actions. And defensively, their style and their aggressiveness has been really their trademark, really, over the years. And then same thing this year. So they look more the same than different. And, quite often the difference between winning and losing are just some of the momentum plays in these games and maybe their inability to capitalize in certain moments within a game. And then their inability to maybe get a critical stop on a third down or something along those lines. So, records are a tad overrated, when it comes to rivalry games and matchups. So we're certainly expecting to get their best shot as they do have their tight end back, their quarterback back, and in theory, they're really operating a lot closer to full strength.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.